Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, we are back. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the man who needs to go get tested, like everybody else. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, oh my gosh, Thursday, he was on, he was praying to the gold mighty God up there, praying that nothing happened to his president. And once the president was released earlier today, he was singing hallelujah, and he was calling me nonstop. His name is Sean Black.
Good grief. I know you couldn't even say that with a straight face.
Well, don't worry, because our other phone line, oh man, she was on fire this week. She was watching every move that Trump was making. Like, I know you're not sick. I have Lady T on the line also as well. Lady T, welcome.
Oh, I'm up for the show. Okay.
We're sorry to keep you awake.
Please, I don't even want to be. This is one show I'm not ready for tonight. I don't feel like doing this shit.
I don't think any one of us wants to do this particular show. In all reality, and I'm really being honest, based on everything that we've had to experience since Thursday, we really did not want to do this show, but we actually have to do this show
based on
what
happened. Yeah.
Remember, I told you guys I didn't want to do a show tonight. Mm-hmm. And I texted it to you yesterday. I got to do it. It's too big. We have to do it, you know. So next Monday, I'm taking off, okay? Unless something major happens again.
Oh, guaranteed.
It will.
We know every time you tell me this, and this is a real conversation that Hot Rod and I have every week. We're gonna take a week off so we can regather, et cetera, et cetera. And then I usually tell them, wait until at least Friday, because usually something happens that we gotta talk about on Monday. And what happened? This is the week we were supposed to take off, and lo and behold, something happened.
Yeah.
And you know, and you know what? Earlier today, I called Charles earlier, about to let out some steam. Because that's when you think you heard it all, as always. Donald Trump found a way to say, hold my beer. I need to piss Hot Rod off. And how he did that earlier today was, before we get into all the crazy topics, I just want to throw this in there. Around 2:30 earlier, while he was at the hospital, he tweeted this. I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling real good. Don't be afraid of the COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs. I don't know why I'm reading this. I'm doing the Trump fans as well. And knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago. Basically, I call Sean Black right away and say some words I don't want to repeat right now. But before all that, Thursday, Sean Black told me that hope next for the COVID. And we was joking around. You know what? It'd be funny if Trump got it, right? And I told him, yeah, without him, Trump will get it. Quote, unquote, get it. But we'll survive. And, you know, and say he beat it. And look what happened 4 days later. Well, lady, what do you like to address first? Take it away. I don't know what you're saying right now.
He's the poster boy for COVID right now. That's what it's going to turn into. People's going to buy into it. People's going to turn around and want to vote for him. He beat COVID. He helped create whatever drugs for COVID, whatever he wants to say. It's another form of manipulation, distraction, and running, you know, want to win the presidency again. So that's how I see it. The mixed information with the doctors and stuff like that when they came out, you know, on the lawn the other day, and spoke about it, it's like it's confusing to me. A lot of things is confusing with this. Beyond disgusted now with this whole COVID thing. I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm drained. I think a lot of people are drained. A lot of people are mentally drained with this. A lot of people are mentally drained from just watching the news this weekend. It was mentally draining, the back and forth, the motorcade when he came out, like if it was a parade. I felt sorry for the drivers. You still have COVID. Wasn't you supposed to be quarantined? Why are you doing the motorcade whole thing? It's almost like he was sick, but he's still doing his rallies when I saw that motorcade. So I'm really, really, really beyond drained. They're talking about antibody therapy that he had. What is it called? This doxycycline. I can't even pronounce it. Or
Regeneron. That's the that's Regeneron. That's the one you're
okay,
talking
so,
about. The monoclonal.
Yeah,
antibody.
But my
true.
Point that I'm
yeah.
making is they're, you know, promoting this like he's the savior of COVID right now. That's what he's looking like, the savior of COVID. I'm watching it right now, even on the news with him talking, and it's just like, I beat it, you can beat it, we can all beat it. I'm drained.
Okay,
I'm drained.
And to the point, what really annoyed me was, don't be afraid. He survived it, right? Quote unquote, the COVID was on the record. I don't believe he got the COVID. I believe he probably got sick or he doesn't have the COVID because it was all a political game. At the same time, he survived it. But and don't be afraid. But how can you explain the over 200 deaths that we have in this country, over a million cases that we have right now, and even one of my best friends, lost her sister last Friday to COVID, a mother of four young girls. So I can explain that to her. Don't be afraid of COVID. You know,
I lost two family members and three friends from that. So I'm not sure if he thinks don't be afraid of it. This is some serious stuff. And actually, one person actually survived. Sorry. So it's like I'm not understanding. I think he thinks his process is like his speedy recovery equals everybody else's, because I know somebody that had it, and it was a long process. It was a very long process for them.
I'm not sure
what he thinks it is. I'm just saying, I'm not sure what he thinks this is.
Before I give it to Sean, we know people who had it who still have not fully recovered from it, you know, who
mm-hmm.
still have breathing problems or still have mild fevers from time to time. You know, there's still symptoms that's not going away. Like, I have a friend from work. He told me it was the worst two weeks experience he's ever had in his life. Spent at the hospital, and he begged them not to give him a ventilator, and he believed that would save his life. But as Sean always said on the show, once you're on a ventilator, 8% you're not going to make it. And that's a high percentage. So, once again, I don't think he has it. I think it's all a game. Because, you know, to avoid the debate or, you know, feel sympathy from his fans. We saw the fans out front in the hospital waving their flags for Trump. And most of them were not wearing masks. Most of them were not social distancing. Like, wait a minute. Isn't your leader sick with the COVID and you guys doing the same thing what he did and the rest of the Republican Party? It's like, what? Like, how many
people that was wearing masks on the lawn at that, I don't know, whatever meeting or whatever they was having. One of the guys was wearing a mask. He caught it anyway. That's my point with this whole mask thing. It's wear a mask, don't wear a mask. What is the real spread behind this? But go ahead.
The story keeps changing over and over for the last, 7 months so far, or 8 months? I lost count, you know. But Sean Black, I know you have a lot to say, so take it away. Then I'll go to Phil.
Oh, of course. I think if you are one of the 300 million people that live in the United States, where we're only 4% of the world population of, 7 billion people? 4.3% of the world's population, 21% of the deaths from COVID. We're already at 210,000 people dead. And even though we know that this is one of those conspiracy theories about Trump not having it, I'm going to strongly disagree with the fact that Trump doesn't have it. I'm sure Trump has it. There were way too many people that caught this and have spread this around. We knew from when Trump initially told everybody that he was going to that he contracted COVID. This was, I believe, early Friday morning, like 1 in the morning, 1:15 in the morning. And I texted everybody in my text thread that with a screenshot of what I saw, how it was shown. From there, it was like, okay, the first thing is, when did he catch it? Because that hasn't been revealed. They usually tell you it's about between 8 and 10 days of incubation, anywhere within that range. So we don't know anything about that. This is part of the president's whole thing, because we all know he obfuscates the truth and keeps things away because he has to look strong in the eyes of the public. Then we see literally the next day he's going to Walter Reed Hospital in Marine One. So now we know that from they literally looked at the area where that this the hot zone where this transmission started, with Hope Hicks picking it up. And this was ironically at the confirmation hearing at the Rose Garden for Amy Coney Barrett, who, by the way, had COVID back in July. There's more irony for that. So that spread all around. And from the last I checked, it was the president, his wife, you know, Hope Hicks. Earlier today, we found out that Kayleigh McEnany, who is the mouthpiece of the president, she and two of her aides got it. We know that Kellyanne Conway got it. Chris Christie got it. Three senators, the head of the RNC got it. So it literally has spread. And the president, who we know nothing of, going to the hospital, we don't know how severe. We heard he dropped oxygen, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
The point being, if this is the case of him going to the hospital and now 3 days later, after he's already left the hospital and is back at the White House, the first thing that he did after tweeting what the tweet that you just read a little earlier, the first thing that he did while at the hospital was the motorcade, which is in a hermetically sealed vehicle where he could be spreading virus everywhere. So he's already put the Secret Service's lives at risk because of that. He's back at the White House. The whole West Wing is literally cut off from people because of the virus. And what did he do? He went up the stairs and took a photo op. He took off his mask and then turned around to take pictures and to do it more than once. This is, if you are in this country, if you have either been touched by somebody that had COVID, you said, Lady T, you've had family members that have gone through it, and you probably everybody knows somebody that has either gone through it or knows somebody that has passed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on that side, knowing that this president is going to supposedly get the greatest care in the world, and then you see him knowing, based on what the CDC tells you, he is still shedding virus to take his mask off and genuflect in front of the camera to do all of that stuff, proves how much he cares about this country and its people involved. And this is something that I wrote down. I said, the infection proves that you're mortal, but all mortal men genuflect to COVID-19. And that is exactly what has happened in this country since, what is it, February, March, all the way to today. And it is absolutely disgusting and contemptible as to what's going on today. For those Republicans that passed along his don't wear mask edict, you don't need to wear masks, all of those people that were talking about the mask wearing and everything, they're coming down sick, passing that virus along to others, and so on and so on and so on. And that is why this whole thing is absolutely contemptuous, period.
Well, you say all that, do you think there's a slight chance that the Republican Party on this train of game, that you know what, playing tag, I got it? Because so far, all these people claim, quote-unquote, has it, but do they really have it, or they follow Trump's way? That's what Can you really believe what the media is telling us? Because so far,
I understand.
Someone, you understand why I'm on the internet, right?
Somebody
should be really be in the hospital right now. So I'm feeling like everybody seems to be okay. So if this is really a true thing that's going on, or is it a hoax? Is it all part of a scheme plan? Let's be honest. Like you said, Sean Black, for the last 4 years, this president lied so much to the public. He would tell you, dog duty was a cure to the virus, and people would believe it. There's the same man who told you that, you know, maybe you should drink bleach or Clorox, you know, to kill the virus. And people actually went out there and actually done that, knowing bleach could kill you, right? But like
this
I told you
what
before we started,
No, good, kid.
Like I said before, stupid is as stupid does, you know. Who would have thought people, you always say in the beginning, the president is a leader, people follow what he says. And you know what, I hate to agree with you, but I see for myself, whatever Trump says, people will follow, because there's always that small group of idiots out there, or sheiks, that will follow the president's advice. So people will be out there not to be afraid of COVID, but we'll catch the COVID, and God forbid they die from that. So, Sean Black.
But are we missing a point whereas even if he has it, and how he's just treating it so nonchalantly, the recovery process, is it not a wake-up call? That's like an eye-opener for me. Like, are you kidding me right now? The whole motorcade stuff threw me way beyond off. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be in the hospital? So you're so nonchalantly...
No, my hangovers last longer than what President Trump went through at the hospital, okay? I'm like, wait a minute, I can't get over my hangover for the past 2 days. He has some cure with COVID over the weekend like that?
This is the reason.
This is like a serious scenery. Why can't people open their eyes? It's almost like he's making a joke of it. I didn't find that funny with that whole motorcade. I felt so sorry for the driver.
This is the reason why nobody knows, and this is the reason why the White House, it keeps coming with these conflicting reports. We don't know when the president got it. We don't know at all the last negative test that he had, because usually when they give you a negative test, they can count down the days to when, if you're going to recover, how long it will take before you're no longer shedding virus. The if you're the president of the United States, and this is something that a lot of people don't realize, when you're the president of the United States, you have to be 100% transparent with your health. Every president that I know of that I can remember has had to let the media know when they have any medical issue, or they have a checkup, clean bill of health, or this person had this. Anytime a president has surgery, any of those things, the American people have to know. And the reason why they have to know, and this is something that was talked about over the weekend, was the eventuality, if something, God forbid, had happened to this president, were they going to enact the 25th Amendment, which would mean a willingful progression of power from the president to the vice president.
But
here's the problem. With this president shedding virus and knowing that the vice president has been around this president and has been around Hope Hicks and all of these other people at these same areas. Now, Hot Rod and I,
he took the test and it was negative.
But we also know that you need to take more than one test to prove it. The first test, if you're going negative, you still have to wait, I believe it's either 4 or 5 days, to see if there is another negative or if there's another positive. The issue that we also see is when you take these rapid tests, those rapid tests to find out in 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or whatever, they're only 50% accurate. So those are not 100% to be able to be checked out as something you can use. So, with that being said, and as you talked about, and Lady T just talked about the Secret Service people, those people that are there, if we're going to say on what you just said, Hot Rod, as far as, well, this president and maybe these people are faking it, one of two things have to happen. One, either this is without a doubt, one of the biggest conspiracies out there, a coordinated conspiracy to waste taxpayers' money or all that other stuff, or the possibility that these politicians and the people involved, including the president, are the most arrogant, ignorant people that are walking the face of this country because of the fact that they have allowed themselves and their fellow constituents and the people that they work with, the people that are family members of people that work in the White House, et cetera, are all now having to get tested, may have to obviously quarantine, and potentially have to now get treated, all because of the hubris that is involved with this administration and the utter lack of just caring. This president doesn't give a damn about anyone else but the president. Now, mind you, his wife has coronavirus.
I got to give it to Phil now. Phil's been waiting for a while. I got to give it to him. Give him a shot. Phil?
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Now, you know, with everything that's been going on, my question is, if he's supposed to be quarantining, who gave the okay to let him go back to the White House and put everybody at risk, from your family members to the people that are working in the White House to the other politicians that are in there? I mean, he had no business getting it in that car and riding around, you know, just to show my supporters that I'm okay. No, he should have been in that hospital quarantining for the 2 weeks and not doing what he's doing. And then, as Sean alluded to earlier, he definitely had no business doing a photo op and taking his mask off.
But I mean, Phil, he's the boss. He can do whatever he wants, right? He's the president of the United States. Right.
If he's the boss, then what? But okay, then what the heck are you paying your doctors and your nurses for if you're not gonna comply?
Hold on. I'm sorry, Phil. I disagree. Donald Trump is not paying. We're paying for his health care.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Trump. He's on Obamacare by us.
The government.
Donald Trump has the best. He has the best health insurance right now that none of us could afford. But even though we're paying for it at the same time. Now that's an oxymoron. But go ahead, Phil.
it just goes to show you that this is something fishy is going on. If he can do this, and just after 3 days go back into the White House, and he's putting everybody else at risk. That's what I'm against.
So Phil, you really think that Donald Trump has the coronavirus, or this is just part of his plan for the election?
You know, I'll be honest. With everything that has gone on in the past week, and I think I could say this, probably most of the country, nobody knows what to think. I said it last Wednesday when I called in. That when we were talking about the debate, there were no winners and only losers, and the losers were us, the American people, because of everything that has happened. You don't know what to think anymore.
So you think the president has cried wolf one too many times?
I definitely think,
Tushan, that's the problem. He cried wolf so many times, so God forbid he is sick, which, for the record, I don't think so. Who won't believe him? Why should we believe him? You know? It's like my son.
But you know the other thing that he did?
Mm-hmm.
He's turned the media in the last 3.5 years. He has done such a hit job on the media that even when the media is giving you the facts and the truth and are asking the questions that need to be asked, there's always a twinge of skepticism from the news that you're getting. You don't know if you're getting it from a Republican-leaning news source or a Democrat-leaning news source, something that would be left-center, something that's going to be to the middle. You don't know who to believe because this president has done such a great job over the years of just dismissing everything from the media. So now, with a lying president who literally lies like you take a breath, every chance he says something, we don't know whether to trust it or not. Meanwhile, and I'm going to harp on this a million times that everybody else has, well over 210,000 Americans have died from this. And this president tweeted on Twitter earlier, stock market up big, 466 points, 28,149. Great news for America, jobs, jobs, jobs. In the middle of
not much at all.
And to think about this, in the middle of the single worst health crisis in the history of not only this country, but of this planet potentially, the only thing that he's done, and this is one of the reasons why a lot of people think that this whole him getting in the motorcade and driving around the hospital was that when he peeks his head out, stocks go up. So that was one of the rings that, oh, the president's alive, he's well. And then everything starts trading up, and then the stock market goes up. The fact remains that if this person has gotten all of this, all of these things, the greatest care, all of the medication, aggressive medication and medical treatment to get to where he is now, it goes to begs the question to the rest of the American people, what about us? Don't worry about COVID. Don't worry about COVID. It's not going to do – don't be afraid of his words in his tweet. Don't be afraid of COVID like he's conquered the disease. Tell that to the 200,000 people that are dead that are still waiting about their conqueror coming to help them.
Okay. Brother B, thank you for calling in. Anything you'd like to address about this situation? And do you think the coronavirus is a hoax to Donald Trump or whatever?
He's speechless. I think you gave him too good of an intro.
Wait, were you guys looking for me? Hello.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm at work, and I had it on mute for a minute. Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
Wait, whatever the intro was, I gotta hear it again.
No,
make it quick.
I don't think he can say it that good. I don't think so, brother. Be catching on replay.
Brother B. I'm sober right now, so I can't do it again. You know.
I'll do it for you.
Do you believe, Brother B, that the President of the United States and the Republican Party are all having a hoax?
No.
Or do you think that this is something that was planned? Or do you think that this president is really being that dumb? I give it to you, Brother B.
Okay.
How was that?
Once again, greetings. I take it. What I think happened was he screwed up. He said some stupid things, and they're trying to do damage control. And this is it. This is the only plan they have right now. So they have to, like, kind of run and hide and get their stuff together and then try to come back with something. But I also think it's like they're trying to look for some type of sympathy, you know, or garner some type of sympathy from, you know, his supporters. And I think it's fake news. I think everything that they're saying right now is just fake news. They're lying. Because, I mean, when does he not lie?
In other words, you think he's crying wolf? He's cried wolf too much to believe this also.
All right, put it like this. If you want to go with that crying wolf story, trust me, the wolves came and ate up everybody in the town because he lied so damn much. Like every damn body. He can tell me the sky is blue, and I would have to go check for myself.
Yeah.
Like I'd have to get in the plane and actually look for myself because I just don't believe anything that he says. I don't believe anything that any of them said. Like they all are hypocrites. They said one thing while Obama was in office, and now all of a sudden they switch and everything. So how do you believe the liars? And that's my issue. That's why it's like, you know, I called into the show because, you know, I like your show and I respect you guys. And I'm kind of tired of talking about certain things on my show because it's like, yo, people
really believe the lies.
We're
on the same boat.
You can't tell the truth anymore because the truth doesn't exist. So everybody wants to be lied to, and they believe the lie. The lying is the new truth.
The lion is easy to deal with. Go ahead.
Oh, there was an actual something that was brought up that I saw recently that was brought back on the news just earlier today. Trump was on Fox News back in 2014. Now, this was around the time when this whole Ebola thing was ready. You know, everybody was ready to just cut off President Obama and throw him out on the front lawn with what was going on. If we remember, Trump called in Fox News and literally called the doctor that came to the United States that had Ebola. You remember, it was a doctor that had Ebola, came to the United States, was in New York, went to a bowling alley, and Trump literally called him selfish for having Ebola and still going around the city, shedding the Ebola virus, going bowling and having fun out of Trump's mouth himself, and that's in 2014. If this isn't in the case of the pot calling the kettle black, dark black, light black, every shade of black, that's exactly what this is going on now. We come now 6 years later, and it's the same exact thing with the person doing the calling is now the one being called out. The hypocrisy is disgusting.
And I have to give this to Cato now. Cato, what would you like to add on to this great president of ours?
I wouldn't call him great. I sure as hell wouldn't. My opinion about, first up, good evening, everybody. Greetings, greetings, greetings around the board.
Good evening.
Donald Trump is a liar. Donald Trump is not a leader. I mean, this is someone who didn't even take this illness seriously. He never did. This was someone who was making fun of governors who shut down their cities for safety reasons. He was making fun of them. Now, you receive a report, and like I said before on the show, he receives a report about this virus, and he doesn't take it seriously. Instead, he says there, oh, well, the China flu, even during the debates.
I'm so sorry to cut you off. Do you find it funny that all this time he finally said the coronavirus? He did not mention the Chinese virus at all. Do you find that funny?
Of course, I find it funny. Because you know what? This is someone who didn't even take it seriously. Now, all of a sudden, now you want to take it seriously? Oh, now I caught it. Who else? The wife caught it. All these other people caught it. Man, come on, man. Seriously?
Real quick, I'm sorry to interject, but K-Dog, I got to ask you this, and I'm sure everybody else would kind of agree. It's like, isn't that insulting to all the people that have died? It's like you're mocking.
Of course it is.
You're making a mockery.
You're mocking
everybody that died.
And it's sad that people died from this. This is something that 200-plus American people died from it. And the numbers throughout the world, it's astounding, man. It's like it's crazy. And you mean to tell me not, it's a slap in the face to the families who have to bury loved ones. There's some people, they couldn't even go to the funerals of their loved ones because of this.
But that's not Trump's fault. That's the Chinese virus.
And that's why you see all these things happening, especially with, anti-Asian attacks. Oh, the Chinese food. Look at how he didn't take this thing seriously. He didn't even care. He doesn't care.
He never will. So that's the point.
Yeah.
But what happened to the Harvard professor that went over there? No, he just disappeared out of the whole equation.
Of course, the Harvard professor, please, the Harvard professor, where is the Harvard professor? Now what, MIA or something? This is crazy,
yeah,
man. It's really bad.
But to Lady T, with this everything that's happening, and you know, guys, you know, on social media, I was going crazy with jokes nonstop about Trump and the coronavirus. So, of course, there's always people criticizing and how, you know what, this is a serious matter. He's our president. Despite how we feel about him, it's not good to talk about, he might be dead soon. It basically, this is not a good time to crack up jokes or talk nonsense or wish him death upon the president of the United States. How do you feel about that? knowing the type of person that Trump is.
He never holds his tongue for anybody, and now everybody want to act like they so concerned about him, and, oh, let's put the jokes on pause, blah, blah, blah. Give me a break. He wouldn't have put that on pause if it was somebody else, if it was vice versa, and if it was, God forbid, Biden had it and he didn't. He would have had jokes for days on Biden, so let's stop. He already calls him Sleepy Joe, some stupid crap. Like, give me a break.
Sleepy Joe.
But making
yeah,
fun of
like,
him. By the way,
he wouldn't
he
have
made
it,
fun of
you
him
know.
For stuttering.
Hold on, let me see.
He wouldn't have, you know, done it that way. He wouldn't have been sympathetic for him. Give me a break. It's like until it hits home, that's when people take it seriously, and that's where I think Trump is at right now. And I don't think he's still taking it seriously. So.
Trump made fun of Biden at the debate for wearing a mask.
Mask.
If
he's
going to make fun of him wearing a mask, imagine what he would have done if Biden had come down with the virus. He would have showed up at his hospital to roast him. That's how contemptuous this president is, and he's very, very vengeful. So when you hear about these kinds of things happening, we know what would have happened if the shoe was on the other foot.
And you know what else? Look how he insulted the governors for shutting down businesses. He said, oh, well, you're killing the economy. You're not making the economy work. Oh, people want to go out. And look at it this way. There was a girl during the convention who talked about her 65-year-old father in Arizona.
Yes.
Who was his biggest supporter, by the way, who supported him. The father went and listened to him say, oh, well, enjoy yourselves, go out and enjoy yourselves. Now, she said her father was a healthy 65-year-old man who went out to a karaoke bar and later on got real sick. And when they took him to the hospital, they discovered that he had the coronavirus. He died.
Yes.
And look at this, man. And like I said, like before, it's a slap in the face to those families. It really is.
Yeah. And K-Dog, you listened to the most important part of that thing that she said. She said that the only pre-existing condition he had was believing and
was
voting
Trump
for Trump.
Supporter.
Exactly.
That was what killed him.
And Phil, you're a sentimental type of guy. How do you feel about that?
Like I said, you know, it's the whole thing is a mess. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. And, you know, I mean, whether he's sick or not, I mean, if the guy is seriously sick, you know, okay, I'm sorry you're sick, but that's as far as it's going to go. I mean, it shouldn't be a joking matter. I mean, if you would have it, you wouldn't. If God forbid you got it, you wouldn't want anybody to be making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you brought up. I'm glad you guys brought up Biden because I wanted to get an opinion on this, and I texted Sean Black about this about an hour ago. Biden held a town hall meeting, which was covered on NBC, and I wanted to get Sean Black's opinion of it. Of the whole meeting and what he thinks about it.
Well, based on what I saw, it wasn't anything that I didn't expect to hear from Biden. It was more or less how he felt about masks, mask wearing. He wasn't surprised that Trump got sick when all of the stuff happened, and literally is upset of the standpoint of this person as the president has done all of these different rallies and has literally gone out of his way to literally urinate on the mindset of wearing masks. And Biden talked about how this kind of thing was bound to happen because literally he's testing fate. And you can't govern like this and expect it to work, as we're seeing. When you know you're the president of the United States and literally what you're doing is killing the people you're supposed to be taking care of, the American people need to actually take heed to that. And Biden literally got to that as much as he can, or as much as he could.
And when I think with the masks, he is right. I mean, we should be wearing the masks to protect ourselves. I mean, as much as we don't want to, we should. But there are
Phil. It's a suggestion for right now. That was the first thing that they could have suggested. That's not even proven that you will not get COVID if you're wearing that mask.
And here's
still hasn't been proven.
And what I was trying to say is, you know, there are certain people out there. I mean, if you have asthma, you know, if you have heart condition or lung condition, you know, you shouldn't be wearing, you know, you should be exempt from wearing a mask. I mean, because it is
true.
For someone in with those conditions, it's hard to breathe.
Even if you don't have those conditions and you're breathing it, there's other people who are sensitive to that scent in the mask that are having lung problems now. So
I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad Lady C brought that up.
Yeah, but one thing I want to say, and I got to give it to Brother B, because Brother B, we're in the same. But we have people that don't like us for whatever reason. And which I could speak for Brother B, we're fine with that. Life will goes on. But talk about the president and joking around, guess what? People talk nonsense about other people all the time. But when this is the truth. If something happens to the president, I don't wish death on my enemies or people that don't like me. But Karma is a bitch, and I know her very well. For the president that talk nonsense about people, blacks, Jews, calling Haiti a shithole of a country, and the list goes on and on. Karma's a bitch. So if that happened to the president, I would be like, oh, well, so be it. If people go crack up jokes about me if I have COVID, I can't stop them. It's, you know, that's life. So for us, for guys like me to crack up jokes about the president, guess what? I don't care, to be honest, if he dies or not. Because guess what? He don't care about the 200,000 people that died. So why should we concern? Because he's our president. That guy's in his biggest shithole right now. I'm sorry.
I just believe in what goes around comes around.
Phil. Let me give it a brother.
All right, go.
Listen. You asking the wrong person if you expect me to shed a tear. I mean, listen, I don't give a rat's ass. I mean, my attitude is this. You gotta live and let die. What you put out is what you get back. And for anybody to want to look at me as being heartless or look at you as heartless for saying something, well, look at all the heartless statements that he's made. But then somebody say two wrongs don't make a right. But I'm one of those people who believe, well, the damn sure makes it even. Because how am I supposed to continue to be nice to you when you keep spitting in my face? And I ask you nicely, please stop spitting in my face. It's going to get to a point where I'm going to just have to, you know, staple your lips shut so you can't spit no more.
Exactly.
Like, we're living in a different time. We're living in an era like this. These past almost 4 years, this Antichrist dude, a.k.a. the President of the United States, he has created so much of the division. Like, you know what? It's interesting to me how people who have been friends for years, all you got to start talking about is politics and Trump, and the next you know you're not friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, it's that divided, and there's that much hatred going on in the world. I just posted something with someone that I used to stick up for in junior high school. When the bullies came, I stuck up for him. He's going to say to me, oh, I can't take your negativity. But, you know, no anymore, and it seems like, you know, you really don't like white people. I'm like, are you serious? Me? Like, this is like the third time. Two black people and a Greek person said, I'm a racist. You don't even know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, really? First of all, the Greek, I used to beat up people for you. So what are you talking about? Are you serious? I don't like white people. I said, you know what? I'm gotten to the point where, if you're calling me a racist, then it's you that's the real racist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brother B, I say all the time, people forget. People tend to forget the history all the time. You know, they forget what they did yesterday.
I'm glad that you guys are bringing this up, because I remember there's some people who chose to disassociate themselves with me because I said, you know, basically, with Trump, with this thing with the COVID and Trump, I said I brought up something that my mom taught me since I was a kid. to never make fun of people when they're sick, to never look at someone who's handicapped and make fun of them. That's something that I've always lived with. Never make fun of handicapped people and never laugh at someone who's sick or even wish the worst on your enemies. Wish them sickness or death. That's something I never did. I don't rejoice at if I had a beef with somebody, whatever problem I had with the person, if I would hear that person is going through something, I'd feel bad for them. I wouldn't jump for joy. Now, with this thing here, Donald Trump has shown for the past 4 years he doesn't give a damn about anybody but himself. And it shows. Check out his tweets. Look at all the things that he's done. Voices of hatred. People, and like Brother B said, people are separating. Family, there are some people that are no longer talking to each other because of this. And now with this outcome, like, oh, well, that he has COVID, that his wife tested for COVID and all those other people, all those people were laughing at people who were taking precautions, who were wearing the masks, making fun of them. Again, calling out people saying that they're cowards, they're hurting the economy. Even in the debates, he said it. Oh, you want to shut down the economy and all of that. He showed that he doesn't care. Now,
so in that case, was that statement, well, that statement you said, why should we care that he got sick?
We shouldn't.
I'm sorry,
and I was getting to this, but I'm sorry to say this. Who gives a damn? You know, sorry for being heartless, but who gives a damn? Because it's
heartless.
Like,
heartless are the people who say beyond the pale or cause their own death. Heartless
exactly.
Heartless are the people who used to sit back and watch black bodies hang from trees.
Mm-hmm.
That's heartless.
That's heartless.
So you know what? Call me what you want, but you can't be the
call
cop calling kettle black.
But you know what? I'm not. Call me what you want, but you know what?
Okay,
hey, with all the division and all the hatred you do, man, come on, man. I can't support that.
Okay, I have to give it back to Phil. Phil?
You know, the whole thing is, it's just, I mean, I'm agreeing with what everybody is saying here. I mean, you can only take so much from one person. You can really, you know, after a while, okay, there's a limit. You need to stop. And, you know, when it comes to politics, and I'll be honest, I mean, I have friends on social media. They all support Trump or they all support Biden. And you know what? I don't even get into it because you know what? It seems like everybody is right to their opinion. Everybody has a right to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the great thing about this country. We have our right to our opinion, but now it seems nobody, I mean, if you disagree with somebody's opinion, you're no good, you're this, you're that. I mean,
right. Exactly.
You know, I had made a point last week when I said racial tensions were at an all-time high in this country. And the reason why I said that, I mean, I understand it's always been like that, but let's just take it 20 years ago when me, Sean, and Hot Rod, we were all friends at Kingsborough Community College. I mean,
I won't go that far, you know. But
Phil, I don't go back that far, but I remember those days.
The point I'm trying to make is, I mean, it wasn't like that. I mean, to me, it wasn't like that, like the way it is now.
But Phil, this is different times now, different generations. Things
it
change.
It is. It's a whole new world.
Yeah,
it's a whole different world.
But
different times. Trump tension. That's a big difference.
But why are we letting Trump divide this nation like this, you know? Why you cannot have a simple conversation between your white friends or your Asian friends or your Jewish friends about this? Why you gotta always have to be tension behind it now, you know?
Pandora's box. And the Pandora's box. The Pandora's box in this country has always been the single most original sin in this country and has been racism, which is what the country was founded on. Racism, slavery, etc. I'll give you a quick notation of something that I saw online. Do you remember the comic strip Dilbert? about the guy in the cubicle. Okay.
Yeah.
The person that created that comic, his name is Scott Adkins. I believe his name is Scott Adams. He's a Trump supporter. He went on his, I guess he has his own online channel or whatever, and he talked about the fact after the debate last week about how he's been a Trump supporter up until the denial of white supremacy that didn't show. So he said, you know what? It was a layup. All he had to do was denounce white supremacy, and then you would have been fine. But because of that, that's not cool. I'm not going to vote for you. 2 days later, he said that, and apparently a lot of Democrats that heard him. So let me get this straight. He didn't denounce white supremacy and you didn't like him, but you didn't say anything about all of the people in cages, people being ripped away from their families, the taxes stuff, all of the other stuff. So they turned around, because of all of these mean tweets, I've changed my mind. I'm going to vote for Trump anyway. This is the inside of the mind of a lot of Trump supporters who were the number one sin that they don't want to have placed on them is that because I am a Trump supporter, I am not racist. And they are looking for validation to make sure that that scarlet letter isn't put on them. So they come out and are forced to confront that racist part, that tag that they don't want to be, to have to them.
Exactly.
And as long as they're free and clear, and I say this isn't all Trump supporters, these are the ones that are the vocal ones that think that way, then, oh, okay, well, it's okay to vote for Trump again. And these are the voters that Trump is trying to cater to more so than ever. The people that are within his base that are kind of shaky, that don't know where to go, he's trying to assure that he doesn't lose the votes that he has, because he's not going to garner any more than the people that are within his base. And for those that are looking at Trump and thinking he's going to change, you listen to what everybody has just said on this show today. I think you can make up your mind from that.
Okay, well, we have 8-7 minutes left. I'd like to address this. I have a coworker of mine who almost had a panic attack this morning, almost cried to me that she got a letter from the school that someone in her daughter's class, of course, as we expected, contacted the virus. So, of course, she had to get her daughter checked. She had to get checked. As we all know, the cases are rising again in places like New York City. Are we surprised that within, not even a month of school, cases of coronavirus are rising up among teachers and students?
No surprise.
Brother B or Lady T?
No surprise at all. One thing, I don't think we realized that it was not meant for the schools to be open that quickly. Now they're retracting certain things. The teachers' union is always on them. They had to come up with a quick plan. The 2 days or 3 days or whatever the kids had their options for was the quickest plan. Now that they're seeing that it's not working, that certain schools will be closing again for a certain period of time and so forth, they're going to say till October or, let's say, beginning of November, but we don't know what can happen by then. Now they're kind of looking at it. So they never had a plan to begin with.
Listen.
It was all about get the kids in class, trying to get the money from the president. It's just like, without a major plan, just throw these people in. Like cages, like guinea pigs.
I just want to say something real quick, and I think I said it on one of our shows. When the parents were given the options of having their children homeschooled and so forth, for this time being, they should have took full advantage of that. You'll never get that again. Kids will go back to school at some point when this clears up. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of it to make sure that they're safe. I think I said that. I said that to many parents when they keep asking me, what should I do, what should I do? I can't tell you what to do, but you have to figure it out. It's like common sense on a paper that they're giving you.
Well,
I can see it like this. It's going to be what it is, man. Oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be what it is, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, they're getting ready to start closing down the same schools and areas, businesses, where the spike is. The outside is about to close again. So, I mean, but, you know, they said expect the next wave, right?
So everybody's getting all hyped and waiting for this next wave to come in, and now they're going to start shutting stuff down again.
So it is,
I already told you, there is no second wave. We're still in the
I keep telling people there is no second wave,
but that means that there has to be an actual stop. There is no stop.
So
I wanted to ask you guys a question because I saw this on I follow ABC ABC News on Facebook from out of New York. So when they say they're closing certain areas, is it just in the city or is it the city and or is it all five boroughs?
No, whatever areas have the highest rates, the higher rates, they're closing stuff and they're closing the schools and businesses, some businesses in that area.
So it's basically the city and the five boroughs.
Most of the areas that have the congestion are in Brooklyn and Queens. You don't hear as much in Manhattan. You don't hear about Staten Island. It's mostly Brooklyn and in Queens. Those are where
the
spike
is.
Borough Park, I believe, has
the highest spike in Borough Park right now in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They shut it earlier.
I wonder why.
I have to say this. Phil. Unfortunately, it's certain part of the heavy populated Jewish areas that have spikes in coronavirus because of Reuters' beliefs.
Exactly. I remember when you texted me about this last week and you even sent me the article. I mean, we know how the Orthodox Jewish people are. I mean, they're just like the president. I mean, they'll hate me because I don't follow the rules. And a lot of the things they don't believe in, they don't believe in the vaccination. They don't believe in condom usage. And so I rest my case.
True. But okay, but overall, I understand religious beliefs and I respect it, even though I don't follow it. But what is so hard to wear a mask? Where in the Bible or where in anybody's religion it says, shall not wear a mask or shall not wash your hands?
I heard one guy shout out it's anti-Semitism to make them. But
how?
I was like, wow, are you serious?
And there are a lot of people that are afraid to criticize the Jewish community because of that exact phrase being called anti-Semitic. It literally is just like being called the N-word. It's the same scarlet letter that nobody wants.
We don't need to get shut down like Nick Cannon show tonight, so let's skip this subject.
And I just want to say, it's not everyone in the Jewish community. I mean, it's not every Orthodox Jew that it's like that. I'll give you one point. When I was growing up, when it came to my bar mitzvah lesson, the temple I was going to, we had a rabbi, and he had to be the most nicest person ever. I mean, he taught about just about every. He gave just about every kid their bar mitzvah lessons in the whole neighborhood. And I remember I was hanging out with a bunch of friends, and it was Friday night. Nobody's got school the next day, and we saw him walking. And I had one friend. I mean, this kid was into the Harley Davidson, leather jacket, leather hat, you name it, he had it. And the rabbi actually took, we saw him, he waved to us, he actually took the time to come and ask us how we were doing and whatever. Never judged any of us.
Not everybody's good like that. Not everybody's cool like that, you know?
Exactly.
But at the same time, not just the Jewish community, it's other areas, you know. There's all type of people not doing their thing, you know, to make the COVID cases.
I can add one more. There's a couple of people in that I know personally who are doing something real crazy, having parties in secret locations, putting it all over social media, talking about, let's have a party. I'm like, are you serious?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, they're still having parties. And before we go, Lady T, should we not do trick-or-treating?
Should not. What's wrong with people? You can't buy your own candy and fill up a bucket for your kids?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's stop.
That's a waste of money doing all
this. Why do you need to go out the house? You trying to get trick-or-treat coronavirus? What? I don't understand. Stop it. Fill up your kid.
That's true.
Nobody wants to sacrifice anything. So,
I'm going to do this. I'll go buy my kids their costumes. I'll go buy them candy.
Yeah.
I'll go to the tree at home and have fun.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they're gonna have diabetes anyway in the near future. So what's the difference?
No, don't say that.
Back in the day that you had to actually worry about razors and the candy. You know, when you were trick or treat with the kids.
Can I just say this? When you went trick or treating back in the day, you went trick or treating for your parents. Because you came home with all the candy, and when you went to bed, who was eating it?
No, sorry, Phil. You're on your own, Phil. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Phil, your parents hustled
you out of some candy. That's what I think.
Yeah. But, guys, thank you so much. Have a good night. Take care. Stay safe. And God bless. Take care.
Be safe.
Wear a mask.
Have a good night.
Oh, yes. Wear a mask.
Please wear a mask.